commercial free. Giving away $100 every 95 minutes. It is your free money Mondays.
Woo-hoo!
It's Kiss 95.1. Your next shot to win that cash coming up at 7:35. Don't go anywhere for that.
Bobby in China Grove. She won $100 bright and early this morning. Says she's a big fan of the MRL show. And speaking of money, Lauren, we did something really cool with some kids, three kids actually, on Friday afternoon.
We did. Tiffany Johnson was the victim of a shark attack and she lost her arm. And her kids wanted to do a lemonade stand for her. So we got behind the kids. We went up to Concord and we raised a lot of money for them.
Now, if you didn't, we also made some news. Here's what happened from here's the news from WCNC.
The idea turns out to be one that many kids get. Open a lemonade stand when you want to make some money. But this time, the money would go to their mother.
To them, this is what they're wanting to do, is to help Mama get a new arm.
Tiffany Johnson lost half her arm when she was bitten by a shark while snorkeling in the Bahamas. Doctors are fitting her for a new prosthetic hand and arm, and she hopes one day to get an experimental arm that she can move with just the simple power of her mind.
I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
A local radio station, Kiss 95.1, pitched in to help the kids set up the lemonade stand.
Yeah, they wanted to do something for her, and we're like, okay, well, let's do this for her. You know, we have the power. We can blast out, hey, we're here broadcasting live, and people can come out and help Mom.
It's a proud Mama moment, you know, when they want to jump in and help, and they're excited for Mama to get a new arm.
Despite all she has been through and all she has lost, it is Tiffany Johnson's strength and spirit that continues to touch everyone she meets.
Now, I saw one of the news articles, because this is also made news in Raleigh, and they called me a spokesman for Kiss 95.1. I thought that was the coolest thing, man. I was a spokesman.
And so in 2 hours, Concord, you guys came out and we raised almost $6,000, right?
Yeah, $5,741.96 total was
all
raised.
All of it goes directly to Tiffany with the help of paying her medical bills, her medical expenses, which, by the way, a prosthetic is not cheap.
No. We got to talking to her. She's like in the process of getting it very soon, but yeah, she has to pay for all that stuff. And there's a lot more medical bills that comes along with it, and rehab and therapies and stuff like that.
Yep.
So this will go for the family and help them out. And it's so awesome to see our radio family come together. We have people that listen to our show. I think her name was Jenny. I can't remember, but she traveled from Fort Mill all the way up to Concord. She said, I heard you guys talking about it. I wanted to help the family out. And that's why we love you. And that's why we do what we do, is because we are one big radio family, and we try to help the family out when we need to.
Yeah, the one theme on Friday that kept popping back up is that they're still good in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that? Like, everybody that brought by money got a hug or a big thank you from Tiffany.
Yeah.
And then when they would walk away, Tiffany would go, this is amazing. Like, they're still good in the world. Mm-hmm. In a world where we're just surrounded by constant nonsense and negative noise, you guys showed us that, yes, there is still good in the world. I mean, what, 50 people showed up in 2 hours? Maybe 60 people showed up in 2 hours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe out of that 50 or 60, 10 of them knew Tiffany or knew JJ, the husband, or the kid's teacher showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you can understand. There's a connection. But to have 50 or 60 people that don't know Tiffany from anybody.
Complete strangers.
And they want to help her.
Really amazing. So thank you, guys. And that was a really good feel-good moment for us on Friday.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Poor soul needs my help.
Just shooting from the lip, Roy just blurts out whatever advice he has.
Yeah. So Roy P reached out to us, and she wants to stay anonymous, so she just wants to be known as P in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Is it P-E-E, P-E-A? Do we know?
Just the letter
okay.
P.
Oh.
All right. So she says, hey, Roy, when are you and Whitney going to start dating?
Oh, gosh.
So you can address that later. She says, haha. Actually, I'm in the same spot where I have a boyfriend of 2 months, but there was someone else who I went on 2 dates with.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't into him, so I kept my match profile open, and eventually I did meet someone else. Things with the guy that I went on 2 dates with, he now lives in my apartment complex and I see him a few times a week. He's not a bad guy. I just wasn't quite into him. And now he won't take no for an answer. He invites me to hang out. with his friends, and he invited me to the Knights game the other day, but I had to lie and tell him that I had plans when I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
she says that this guy just won't take a hint. I need some advice from you.
On how to get rid of the guy?
Yeah.
Well, let's address a couple things in that letter. Let's start with the Whitney thing. Let's start at the top, work our way down. And no, Whitney Waythor and I are not together. We are not in a relationship. I'm in a relationship with someone else.
People want you guys together so bad.
And if you don't even know what that woman's talking about to our radio family that's new to our show,
is you're a better person for not knowing.
Yeah, you really are. Not knowing is a cool move. Yeah. We were part of this TLC reality TV show, and that was one of that's what they said on the show. But anyways, to help her out, I already see the problem. I see your problem.
What's the issue?
She came up with a lie to tell him. Just look at him in the face and say, I don't like you. We're not going to be a couple.
But he should know that after the date. Did she tell him that she has a new boyfriend?
I don't know.
Here's what's probably happening to that poor guy. He's probably thinking she's probably playing hard to get. And so he's trying to chase her. Or he truly believes she's the one and he's trying to chase her. But either way, someone needs to look at him and say, listen, I don't like you. I want to be your friend if we can. But I need you to understand there's nothing that's ever going to happen between you and I. And I'm dating other people.
I mean, this was 2 months ago. You'd think he'd get the hint by now.
And if that doesn't work, he's creepy. Move out.
Well, she shouldn't have to move because he's creepy.
I don't know. Keep moving. If he keeps following, I don't know what to do.
That's called a restraining order. Oh.
Roy thinks she should sit down and like look him in the eye and be like, listen to me. That doesn't happen.
It needs to. It needs to because the poor guy, he probably thinks that she's playing hard to get.
I'd have to sit somebody down before.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
I just said, listen, like we were friends though. That's the thing that made it a little bit more difficult. This could be an easy break,
yeah,
I think.
Because they're not even friends. They just met online,
right?
And they dated for 2 months.
They went on two dates.
But
now she's been dating someone for 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you just need to sit down and tell the psycho, hey, we're done.
And I've definitely been in his position before. Definitely been in his position.
Where you were all in love with the girl and pursuing her?
And because persistency pays is my philosophy, and I'll eventually wear her down to the point where she'll be like, all right, fine, we'll just start dating. And nobody ever sat me down and said it's not going to happen. I just found out after, 2 months of trying that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm putting my efforts elsewhere.
Well, I would think he would get the hint. But, I mean, even at this point, like, do you involve the new boyfriend and ask the new boyfriend to maybe say something?
No,
or do you just handle
gosh.
It yourself?
No, it's confrontational.
You don't want two dudes I mean, Lorraine's smiling. She wants the two guys to fight for the woman. I know that sounds really cool in the movies, but in real life, it does not work out well.
God, they love me.
I wonder how close his apartment is to her apartment.
I mean,
I wonder if they're like on the same floor where they're going to run into each other all the time.
She says she sees him a few times a week.
Isn't Bay on the same floor as producer Nicole?
Yeah, they live together.
And do you guys yell at each other in the hallway?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll yell in the hallway, Nicole, and see if she'll pop her head out. I really do that.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, I have audio. It's great.
We need to hear from you guys because maybe the best thing to do, Roy, what was your unqualified advice?
She needs to sit down and tell him straight up, we're never going to have a relationship. We could be friends, but I'm dating other people. Stop asking me out.
See, I don't think she wants to do that or else that conversation would have already happened.
Right.
Well, of course not, but that's what needs to be done.
Here's what we need from you guys, because the best thing to do is to hear from other people that have already been in that position. So hit us up real quick. Who was it, and how did you tell the person that you weren't into them? 704-570-9595. Was it a coworker? Was it a cousin?
I don't care if she even does it by text message.
Ooh, that's a good way out.
I don't even care, because if you don't really want to have any friendship with him, just end it. Just whatever you do, tell him to stop.
That's kind of, I think that's a great idea, Roy, because there's no love lost,
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to be besties. They weren't friends before this whole thing.
704-570-9595. We would love to hear your phone calls this morning. Who was it that you had to tell, listen, I'm not interested, and how did you do it? Is Roy close on this?
Give us a call, 704-570-9595. We are commercial free. Free money coming up, less than 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that.
Kiss 95.1.